in the Zone, coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network.
You have to work harder than you think you possibly can. You
can't hold grudges. It's hard, but you can't hold grudges.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up. Name up in lights,
he just wants to be heard. Whether it's very emotional Ben Affleck last night.
He was a fast talker, man. He was speeding through that speech.
Well, I was happy to see him win, or at least his movie win, even though he didn't get nominated for Best Director, which was a huge oversight. And I applaud Seth MacFarlane for taking a shot at the Academy in regards to his lack of a nomination.
Yes, so. in his opening monologue too, which is even better. He, right off the bat,
we've not spent a lot of time talking about Seth MacFarlane's performance, but we'll get into all that coming up. Yeah. We go right to the Revolution Hotline. By the way, we are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas, and deals are happening, my man. You're seeing it happen. I just actually I think I found my next car. This is a bad of the bone Jeep. I think it will drive over a house.
Comes standard.
Yeah. There's actually a setting for snow, for rock. There's not a house setting, but I think if I put it on the rock setting, I think I could probably drive right over a house.
Standard, it already comes with it.
It is a beautiful thing. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline, talk to Brianne Heldman. Good morning.
Guys.
How are you?
I'm taking a bow right now because I totally told you Argo was going to win.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, everything you said on Friday was accurate. So,
Most of it was.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're extremely bright, and you're very, very smart. I'm not very smart, and I'm not very good looking, and you're very attractive. You got a lot of upside. That's why we bring you on.
You guys are too nice.
Yeah, Brianne's fantastic. New York bureau chief at Yahoo Entertainment. She has a clunky title, but everything else about her is just about perfect. So, all right, Ben Affleck. Ben deserves a ton of kudos. Although I have to say, I saw Argo over the weekend, or maybe I guess it was Friday I watched it.
Yeah, that counts.
I wasn't that blown away by it. I thought Zero Dark Thirty was much more entertaining and much more intense. I was much more stressed out about that one, but I don't know. I thought it was really good, though.
You also fell a little victim to the movie getting hyped for so many months.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with the Bond deal, I guess. I was very disappointed in Skyfall when I saw that,
whatever you tell someone, it's the greatest in the world, you got to try it, you're going to go in with huge expectations.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Inevitably, you're going to be disappointed.
Okay, so what was your surprise of the night, I guess? Was there a huge surprise from an award standpoint?
Well, for me, the big surprise was Brave winning animated feature film. What?
I'm glad to hear you say that. That was an absolute travesty.
Was so much better.
I think if they were going to stick a 10th film in for Best Picture, Wreck-It Ralph actually was legitimately would have actually fit. I believe that. That is the best animated movie I've seen
really?
In 5 years.
I got to see it now.
Wreck-It Ralph is so spectacularly entertaining.
It's
John
so
C. Reilly.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to check it out.
I'm with you.
And well, the
now we've
Brave
just hyped it. We're going to totally ruin it for you.
You're right. It's too hyped. I won't like it now.
Well, look,
never mind. It's not that good.
Okay, good. There.
Anyway.
Thank you. It didn't win. That's how I know it's not that good. It didn't win.
I don't like
it
to reverse psychology, Chris. He doesn't need that.
The Academy gets it right all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Brianne, here's the bottom line. Chris, you know I love you.
Yes.
And I have great respect for you.
Sure.
If you don't think Wreck-It Ralph is the best animated picture over the last 5 years, and if you don't think it's better than Brave, you're just stupid.
Wow.
And I know you're not stupid, so you're going to love it. There's no way. This movie can't be overhyped. It's one of those movies that you can't overhype. It is that good. It is such a great animated picture.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Just saying.
That's all I can do, really.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what was your big surprise for the non-animateds? Because the one thing we were talking about was, I guess, we were both a little bit not disappointed and not shocked, but not necessarily, we did not pick, I guess, Ang Lee for Best Director.
Well, I did.
Okay.
It was between Ang Lee and Steven Spielberg, and I truly think that was who the race was really between, and I'm really glad to see it go to Ang Lee. Life of Pi was one of those books people said could never be made into a movie. It was just would require just too much tech stuff. I mean, the whole movie is about a tiger. And how do you have an actor work with the tiger? It was just such an incredible accomplishment. I was glad to see him win it. If it couldn't go to Ben Affleck, if it couldn't go to Catherine Bigelow, it was great that it went to Ang Lee.
I guess, let's see. Actor, actress, that all went so
that all
like
went
we
according
expected.
To plan. Although, can we talk about Jennifer Lawrence's face plant for a minute?
Sure. You know what?
It was graceful. I loved her.
I have a hard time feeling bad for anybody who's taking home an Oscar at the end of the day, though.
Exactly. And she recovered so quickly and was funny and charming, as usual, accepting that award. I mean, I think she needs to school Anne Hathaway on how to accept an award.
Yeah, she can do no wrong. Everything I saw on Twitter online today was all positive for Jennifer Lawrence.
She really can't.
Brianne, you didn't like Anne Hathaway's speech?
Oh, Anne Hathaway, my gosh. She's just so
do you not like her period? Do you not like her period?
I used to love her. I just think she thinks she deserves all of this.
Yeah.
And I think Jennifer Lawrence approaches it like, oh, my gosh, people like me.
I have a problem. My biggest problem with her is her haircut, first of all, which I realize she's still trying to grow back from the film. More importantly, here's my deal. And Brianne, you're a woman, so you understand this better than I do. I've never worn makeup, as far as you know.
Even in TV?
I don't understand why these super pasty people go with the bright, bright red lipstick. It drives me crazy. It just all it does is make it even more clear how pasty white you are, Casper the Friendly Ghost. It kills me.
So you just the lipstick.
It drives me nuts. I'm
really?
Like, you don't need to go with the brightest, darkest shade you can find just because you're super pasty. Look, Casper, turn it down a notch. You're killing me with that. It was ridiculous.
Is there anyone in particular you're referring
to?
Yeah,
well, Anne Hathaway's one, and I love Jessica Chastain.
She has a big mouth, too. It's a lot of red.
That's it. Hey, yeah, look, the Joker called. He wants his makeup back. You look ridiculous.
Oh,
just kill him.
Cold.
You know what, though? The weirdest looking person last night wasn't him, wasn't her. It was actually it was Christopher Plummer.
Who looked Renee Zellweger.
Christopher Plummer looked like he's been grilling with Hannah Storm. His face looked like he'd been in some sort of accident. I don't know what the deal is. I hate to be ugly about
he's
it.
He's old.
He's in the only musical I actually liked ever, Sound of Music. But he looked brutal. I'm like, bro, either stay out of the tanning bed or stay away from open flames. Whatever it is, you clearly something's going wrong with you.
Oh, the sun?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Am I wrong? Did you not notice? I couldn't listen to a word he said because all I'm thinking is.
I love that that's what you notice when there's all of these women with these massive cleavages and side boob and everything else. You're looking at the old man.
Look, you've seen one side boob, you've seen them all. There was a whole song about it last night.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm like, dude, seriously, Captain Von Trapp, you need to get that cleaned up. I'm worried about you. Okay, so what about Seth MacFarlane? Let's talk about it. You know, I was actually reading a review in USA Today. Which normally the only thing I look at is Yahoo, but and they kind of gave him sort of a mixed bag. You know, they thought it was okay. You know, some good moments, some not so good moments. My biggest thing with him, and I think he's an unbelievably talented guy. The thing I like about him is he's so self-aware and he's so good. He's like two jokes ahead of you already while he's telling this joke here, which I love about him. But I thought a couple of his bits went on a little too long. Brevity is genius.
I agree completely. I actually really liked him. I thought he was funny. I enjoy when he's being a little bit racy, but they hired him for that. They knew they were going to get that. He wasn't Ricky Gervais, so that's a bonus.
Right.
I thought he was a wonderful combination of racy and still doing the song and dance that the older audience really wants to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two things about it. First of all, he's an American, so you get away with a little bit more.
It's a bonus,
right?
Yeah.
Ricky automatically has to play the whole "I'm international" card, so he sort of has a more of an uphill climb.
Doesn't get a pass.
The other thing is, it's just like sexual harassment, Brianne. When the best looking guy at your office comes and flirts with you, it's kind of cute and fun, and you appreciate it. When the ugly, creepy guy down the hall comes and flirts with you, it's sexual harassment. That's the same deal. So he automatically gets a pass because he's sort of cute and charming.
All right. Fair enough.
Thank you. All right. You're not going to argue with anything. Let's see. We've got to find something we disagree on here. I don't know what it will be.
I know.
What
I was
about
excited
supporting?
To see Christoph Waltz take the surprise on Best Actor in Supporting
Okay, so that
Role.
Was a little bit of a surprise
okay,
for you.
Good.
Yeah. Chris,
yeah,
I mean, it was not a super
Christoph
long break.
Django and Chain.
That was okay. Thank you, Matt.
That was him.
Yeah, big babies all over that. But anyway, yeah, I was surprised by that. But please, I have not had a chance to see it, which, again, there were two movies that I promised myself I would see at the theater. I saw neither of them at the theater, and I just saw Skyfall last week. The other one, of course, was Django Unchained. I have yet to see it.
Django Unchained's still in theaters, I believe.
Okay, well, I need to go see it at the theater then.
Select.
That's why I haven't seen
you
it yet.
You guys probably have dollar theaters.
Yeah, you get it really cheap.
Or, you know, cheapies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. And you don't need special effects in that movie. It's storyline.
I'm going to wait
until
I can get it on my Blu-ray player, probably. Better. Yeah, totally. I'm very lazy. Right. Plus, it's hard with the kids. I mean, obviously, I'm not taking my children to that one.
No, no. I would not suggest it. What'd you think about all the musical performances last night? I know that was – it kind of made it drag on a little bit, some people were saying. What'd you think about the music?
I thought there were too many of them. I thought the show really dragged on. There was a point at which I looked down, and we still had 8 awards to go, and there was another musical number. It was Norah Jones went on. We had 8 awards to go, and it was already almost midnight.
I'm sorry, the Chicago thing, I love Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't get it. What was the point? I mean, what are you throwing that in there for? I love the 10-year anniversary of it winning.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Move on. I mean, I love the fact that they brought back the woman who sang Goldfinger, and she was fantastic. I thought she was dead. She comes back, and she belts it out as good as she ever did. I mean, it was awesome.
Some might argue that she was. I don't know.
Well, as dead people go, she sings better than anybody I've ever
heard before. Very talented.
She was great.
Speaking of Barbara.
Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. First time in 36 years?
She was pretty great, and Jennifer Hudson just gets better every time.
She's great, but again, I don't need that.
Chris and I both agree, too.
But she looks fantastic. Yeah, you know, the thing is, give the guys who get the awards that you clearly don't care about, one of two things. Either put them on the technical night.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, last week we did the awards for the stuff you don't care about, and here's a little snippet of those. Otherwise, let them have a few extra minutes, because it's like they're never going to cut off Anne Hathaway. They're never going to cut off Best Actor. They're never going to cut off Best Director or Best Picture. They let them go as long as they want. Don't disrespect the Oscar by saying, well, this award doesn't matter as much as this award over here, which we know it doesn't, but you have to give them all equal respect. It's so embarrassing. They cut the dude's mic off, and forever he's going to be remembered, or all he's going to remember is, yeah, they cut my mic off during my acceptance speech. That sucked.
He's that guy.
I went to all that trouble to earn the Oscar through all my work and all the diligence that we thought paid off, and I'm get my moment in the sun, and then they turn the sun off on me.
Yeah, and playing the Jaws theme to warn you that it's time is funny for the audience, but it's really mean.
It is. It's very mean-spirited, and I would much rather they cut one musical number. And, oh, by the way, Oscars, get over yourselves. You already run about 40% long every time anyway.
Every time.
Another minute makes zero difference whatsoever. You know what? Here's an idea. Cut one of those stupid musical numbers down, a skosh. The other thing Chris and I agreed on, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Brianne, was they made this big deal about how, hey, Matt, I'm not going on too long. Relax. We got another 10 minutes left in the segment. They made a big deal about how, oh, it's Bond's 50 year, they're going to do the big thing, blah, 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 and they brought back they had Adele, and they had the Goldfinger singer and all that. That was great. Why don't you get every Bond at the event, or at least make an attempt at it? I don't understand why.
People turned them down.
Is that right?
Really?
Supposedly, Pierce Brosnan turned them down, and Sean Connery.
He's bitter because he wanted to keep doing it. I'm not surprised by Brosnan. Who else did?
What about Sean?
Sean.
Sean turned them down?
Surely Timothy Dalton said yes, because he hasn't done anything since the last Bond film he did.
I mean, it was one of those things where I felt it was, yes, it's great that there was a big 50th anniversary for Bond, and it's a massive franchise and hugely successful, but come on, it didn't totally have a place at the Oscars.
No.
I think it would have been fine just having Adele perform and then make a big deal out of it around that.
I did like seeing Halle Berry, though.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Oh, and her dress, that Versace, was unbelievable.
Where did you watch the Oscars?
I watched it in a mix of my home and at ABC Studios, because I was on World News Now this morning.
Look at you, fancy.
That's like my favorite morning show. It wasn't Rob Nelson this morning, though, was it?
It wasn't.
Okay.
Who did you talk to?
Diana.
Okay. She's pretty good.
What time did you have to get up?
I went there at 10 and shot it and got home around 1:30.
Wow. They come on before us in the morning.
Yeah.
So
I watch it sometimes.
See?
Well, I used to when I occasionally did the daybreak on TV, I did. You've had a short night. You better get some rest.
That's for the weary.
That's exactly right. Well, always a pleasure to have you on. And so what do you think? Do you think the last setback next year?
No.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be upset if they did. I just don't think they will.
Okay. I thought he was great. I hope they ask him back every year. I think he's fantastic.
I think they're going to do as he predicted at the beginning of the show and ask Amy and Tina to host next year.
I'd be fine with that. I thought they were great at the Golden Globes.
I'd like to see. You want to talk about the most talented stage I've ever had for the Oscars is get him and Hugh Jackman together. That would be impressive because you're talking about triple threats. I mean, those guys can do it all.
Yeah, that would be great. And can we talk for a second about how Seth MacFarlane looks like Peter Brady?
I guess.
He was like, he reminded me
of Peter
Brady.
There was a lot of Twitter pictures. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of Twitter picture comparisons going around.
I guess, yeah, I can see that a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Weirdest thing, we had an Oscar party here that benefits a local organization, the Wolf Street Foundation, and I appreciate them letting me be part of their event last night. I actually interviewed people on our red carpet here. It's an officially sanctioned Oscar party, so it was actually a pretty cool deal. So instead of hanging out with those losers in New York, maybe next year you come to Arkansas, you can host our party. But we had a kid that looked exactly like Seth MacFarlane. I've got to find a way to get the picture up on our Facebook page. When I get it up, Brianne, I'll let you know where to find it, or I'll send you the email of the picture. This kid looked exactly like Seth MacFarlane. And he's like, oh, gosh, I know. I get it all the time. And I'm like, that's cool. That's okay. I mean, it's not like you look like the Elephant Man. You get that all the time.
I know.
That sucks. That was a pretty cool
one. Could be worse. Could be worse.
Who had the best speech last night before we let you go?
Ben Affleck, hands down.
Okay. All right.
Well, I love him. And the crying, it was great. It felt genuine. And them panning to Jennifer Garner crying, it's awesome.
So if you were hiding in a foreign country and you had to have somebody come and get you out, Ben Affleck would be your guy?
I would totally let Ben Affleck save the day. Yep.
Well, that's nice of you. I'm sure Jennifer would be fine with that. Brianne, we appreciate the time.
I think she would.
What's next? What's the next big thing for you? What's our what do we need to keep our eye on for going forward?
Oh, well, in April is the MTV Movie Awards.
Okay. You still pay attention to those even though you're Yahoo now?
Yeah, those are a goofball award show. I like it.
Okay.
They're fun.
I need to.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. So somebody might get slimed or, you know, we never know.
I think that's Nickelodeon.
Okay, sorry. They're all the same. They're all the same.
Who's counting?
Brianne, appreciate it so much. We will be following your work online, and when I find this picture of our Seth MacFarlane lookalike, I will send it to you.
Terrific.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
See
you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Brianne Heldman. She's always good.